All right, it's time for Name That Tune. Hits from the year 2000.
Yes, I've got tunes for you to name and clues to go along with them. I'm going to read the clue first. If you know the tune based on the clue I give, buzz in with your name. Yeah, your name's your buzzer. If you don't know the tune based on the clue, I'm going to play it for you. Same rules. Name is your buzzer. Everybody ready to play?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Name That Tune. Songs from the year 2000. This is a short first clue right here. In England, this song has an alternate meaning for many listeners, as bent can mean gay. The term can also mean corrupt or illegal. That's tune and clue number one.
Hmm.
Here is your tune number one. Steve.
Matchbox 20, Bent.
Yeah.
I remember the song.
I don't remember it.
Pick me up and dust me off.
I have had it up to here.
Just wait until my soundtrack theme one next week.
So I can walk. If I need some other love, then.
What your problem is with Rob Thomas?
Matchbox 20 is, I think, underrated. Now,
I
last week, Kelly Loki said they're the greatest American rock band of all time. And she was, you were kidding.
Yeah.
Sure.
But a lot of people took it very seriously.
I do love them. But, you know,
but they
haven't,
they don't quite have the longevity and the depth of catalog to be considered in the
American rock band. It's not really any different than saying the Monkees are the greatest American rock band. Like, they're good and they have a lot of.
I mean, the Monkees have stood the test of time for 60 years. I mean, you know, I grew up in a Monkey house.
Right. Right.
But
not the Beatles.
No. No. Our British invasion came from the Monkees.
It came from within.
Came from here. Yeah.
Tune and clue number two. In the 2002 movie Austin Powers Goldmember, Austin blows up this singer and says, "Oops, I did it again." Maitland.
No. I don't even know the song. Britney Spears, "Oops, I did it again."
Yes, ma'am.
If you had been weird wrong, if it was something else. Boy, I would have believed you in the year 2000. You told me that Britney Spears would still be very famous. I would not have believed it would have been because of the train wreck recently.
She was 16. 16 when she sang this.
That's pretty wild.
I love that song still. All right, tune and clue number three. This band's lead singer wrote this song from a child's perspective. He was dealing with a recent divorce and the effect it had on his daughter, Anna. He says, "I was a child of a broken marriage, and my daughter was a child of a broken marriage with my wife and I. And it's hard to watch it happen to her, and that's why I wanted to make sense of it, and I wanted to know her life could be wonderful."
Steve.
Steve.
Everclear, wonderful.
Nailed it.
God, does this guy only sing about broken homes?
Yes, and bad dads.
Get a new theme. By the way, I like Everclear as much as I like Matchbox 20.
Me too. It's so good.
Everclear is my Matchbox 20.
Yeah. You give me some Everclear, some Matchbox 20, some Semisonic.
Some Monkees, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not really on that bill. Yeah, that's more of a classic rock.
More of a blues traveler, spin doctors guy.
When you're little
and the world's so big.
Wow. I feel terrible that I cut that off.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, man.
You broke our little hearts, our little middle school hearts over here. All right, tune and clue number four.
Right when my parents were splitting up.
Was everything wonderful, Steve?
It was not wonderful, Greg. It was not wonderful at all.
Oh, man, it got real. You called me Greg.
Yeah.
Yo, weird that sounded.
Yeah. I was going to call you Dad for a second. This week, you're really weird.
Really? Really went to a different time and place.
All right, I have a bunch more. Do we have time to do one more, or do you want me to wait until the
Let's
next
Let's do one more now.
Okay, tune and clue number four.
I'd like the buzz in ones.
Yeah, you're going to like this. It's a sing-along. This song embodies the attitude of gratitude that can instantly help you change your mood from sulking to satisfied.
I already hate it.
Attitude of gratitude.
This song is about celebrating happy little things like making soup, not having to shave, a new tattoo, taking an old Harley for a three-day cruise, and even growing a Fu Manchu. Here's your tune number four.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got
a three-day
bed. I don't plan to shave, and it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup.
I don't know who it is.
See the homemade soup line right there? Yep.
Free Travis beer. Tritt, I'm doing all
right. Right artist, wrong title.
Feeling pretty good.
Hot Travis wings. Tritt. It's a great day to be alive.
That's right.
But, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug.
I didn't think he still had a hit after like the 90s.
Me neither.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood. But why can't every day be just this good?
Very uplifting. He should play this for Art Greek from Everclear.
I'm not even sure if he's still alive.
Art Greek?
No, Travis Tritt.
Travis Tritt's very alive. Much alive.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. That's now, good to know.
Yeah. Now he's outspoken Twitter warrior.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
I don't care for that.
The guy can pick and sing, though.
Oh, I love his voice.
One of my favorite
Always
YouTube videos is him on a stage with a stool, and he does the old Charlie Daniels song, Long-Haired Country Boy. Just him and a guitar. It's great. And he doesn't tell me how to live.
Yeah, he's very
Even
good.
Even better.
Except very he tells good. Me to leave that long-haired country boy alone.
Yeah.
And I'm fine should. With that.
We're on tune and clue number five. The second verse where the lead singer says, "Hold me now, I feel contagious," is shiver-inducing. It's a great line because we can all relate to that feeling like no one wants to love us or hold us at some point, almost like we're contagious with a disease.
Mm.
Here is your tune number five.
Memories are just where you linger.
Oh, God.
Try the waters to the depth skin of the dead. What did you expect to find? Was it something you
I know the song,
behind?
Right? I know the name of it, don't I just don't know the band.
Anything I said when I said, don't fall away. Leave me to myself. Don't fall away.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Buzzed in too quick. Needed to hear that hook. Three Doors Down, Don't Fall Away.
No, not the right band or song.
But was that close?
God dang.
This is Fuel.
Fuel!
The song is Hemorrhage, parentheses, in my hand. Head.
My God.
Oh my gosh. Fuel, yes. Where did you go?
Here it goes. Oh, hold me now. I feel contagious.
I got played like a million times on the station we're on. The problem is I always, because of our, where we're at, I only hear like those little snippets in promos that play where it's like, if you're not listening, you're missing this kind of music. And it's like, ah, hey, ah, hey, and then it goes on to like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
I never know.
A Another hit from the year 2000. These are winners.
Belongs on every divorced dad's playlist.
Yeah. Isn't it great? Tune and clue number six. The line, "For Tommy and Gina, who never backed it down," is a reference to the 1986 hit "Living on a Prayer," which featured Tommy and Gina as young people trying to get by in tough times.
Yeah.
Here is your tune number six.
Hot Wings. Song
for the Hot Wings.
Bon Jovi, "It's My Life."
That's right.
Broken hearted. I was trying to sing ahead in my head.
Me too. Wow.
It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live my life. It's my life. Oh, we need to have a spoof called "It's My List." It's my list.
I like it.
Tony, get on that.
Yeah.
Could you do that tomorrow? Something finally.
Yeah, for what we pay you, there's nothing.
My God, man.
All right, tune in clue number seven. This song is about a guy who meets a nice, innocent girl, but he really wants to change her into something naughty. He feels like things are just too plain between them, like a piece of white bread, you know what I mean? He wants his partner to be a more rebellious and willing to do things kind of gal. He wants his partner to be edgier, like maybe get a tattoo or wearing vinyl suits. Yeah, that's what that says. He'd also like her to be more sexually adventurous. He feels his partner's just too nice and wants her to break free from societal norms with
him.
Sounds
like she needs to say, "Don't change me, bro."
Oh, yeah. Man.
Here's your tune and clue number seven.
Who it is.
Oh, Steve.
Steve.
The soundtrack to every American Pie movie.
That's right. If nobody else is going to get it, it's
The Offspring.
Yes, and the song is "Want You Bad."
Want You Bad.
That's it.
It's every American Pie movie.
Right? It sounds like
it does.
Totally.
Yes.
Hey, we're getting to Lake House for the summer.
Stifler, come on.
Let's invite the babes.
Low rise jeans.
That's not lube, it's glue.
Whoa.
Sex with pie is cool. All right.
You just said low rise jeans. We're just remembering things now.
Yeah.
All right, tune and clue number eight. The music video for this song shockingly cost $3 million to make, a budget that was justified because this band was huge on MTV in the early 2000s. It shows the band's frontman cruising in his Bentley. Is it Azure?
Azure.
I can't say that. Anyway, along with shots of a helicopter swooping around New York, weaving around the Statue of Liberty and the roof of the World Trade Center. Where the band is seen playing. The frontman has Hollywood pals Ben Stiller and Stephen Dorff make an appearance at the beginning of the clip when they mistake the singer for a valet. An easy mistake because this singer is always in a red hat. They even give him the keys to their Bentley.
Okay, so I know the... All right.
Here is your tune, and yes, it's bleeped.
Steve. That is...
It's not that.
It's
whatever.
It's Limp Bizkit rolling.
That's it.
I'm not surprised about Stephen Dorff, but I'm disappointed in Ben Stiller.
It's actually really funny when you watch the beginning of the music video and they just toss him the keys and he's like, "The hell?"
Man.
We don't care.
Oh, man.
Who's better, them or Matchbox 20?
Matchbox 20.
Them.
First. Oh,
I don't know.
Dang,
oh,
Malin.
Wow.
Matchbox 20.
I think we could really use a lot more all-white rap rock.
Yeah.
I think is what this world is really missing.
Those two bands should switch lead singers for at least one show.
Finally, I would enjoy a Limp Bizkit show.
And here comes Fred Durst singing smooth.
Yeah.
What if he's really good?
Well, you know what they say?
He can
like Behind Blue Eyes from The Who, and it wasn't bad. I mean, it really was. He could sing.
He could do Matchbox 20 better than Rob Thomas could do Limp Bizkit,
I
bet.
Your tongue,
I bet he could.
You
Rob
son of
Thomas
a bitch.
Is amazing.
What? Are you kidding? Somebody with that much eyeshadow is going to go in and sing Rollin'?
Yeah.
There is no way Rob Thomas could bow at Deba. That's not that band.
No.
But I said it before I thought about it, so I'm going to keep going.
Yeah. Rob Thomas singing Break Stuff?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I want
that'd be good.
Hear him doing Nookie.
Yeah. On his acoustic guitar.
Yeah. On a stool.
All right, tune in clue number 9. The Moral Majority was an organization led by the minister Jerry Falwell, Sr., to advocate for the conservative religious values. They had some sway in the 80s, advocating for school prayer and a ban on abortion while opposing gay rights as well.
Yeah.
Well, if this was the majority, this band was proudly in the minority, as they express in this song. Down with the moral majority, because I want to be in the minority. Here.
Steve.
Is Steve with a guess.
Green Day. Minority?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be the minority.
You know who else wanted to be in the minority? Jerry Falwell Jr., which is why him and his wife were paying that young man to have sex with her.
A pledge, allegiance to the underworld. One nation underdog, there of which I stand alone.
Oh, he liked to watch.
Yeah, he's a cock.
And later, they groomed him enough where all three of them joined it together. That's the majority of morality they had. Yes, I don't care what you do in your bedroom. Stay out of everybody else's.
Yeah. All right.
We don't have time anymore. We're all out.
Oh.
We don't have time for anymore. You'll have to save one for after.
Oh, I have one more, and it's really good.
We're out of time.
We're not out of time. I got one more.
We are out of time. What do you think? I make this up? All right, do it.
Okay. Tuna clue number 10.
Go fast.
The title of this song derives from an old tongue twister in which you try to say yellow better, red better as fast
Free
as you can.
Oh, Steve.
Free beer.
Pearl Jam, yellow lead better.
Yes. Worth it.